sebekebo lo jajamebo gatora seba
אוקיי רבותיי, וסימן את הבא פרשת וישלח. We go to the תוספות on the cheese, not only that cheese.
I'm waiting for the fish. Where's the fish coming out?
וישלח יעקב מלאכים לפניו אל עשיו האחיו ארסה שעיר שדה אדום. רשי, וישלח יעקב מלאכים, יסת מלאכים.
ממש.
מלאכים ממש. חבד, ממש. He sent actual angels, Rashi says. מלאכים ממש, amazing. זאת אומרת, יעקב אבינו had control over the מלאכים. ארץ שעיר. מה זה ארץ שעיר? Rashi says, לארץ שעיר. To שעיר. ארץ, when you ever hit the end, so the hey takes the place of the lamed. Kol teva shetzlicha lamed betchilata. Any time a word needs a lamed in the beginning, hetila katuv hey besofa. Instead of saying le eretz, it puts arza. Why does it do that? Say le eretz. So the rabbis give a dirash over here. That from here you learn, the more you could delay the word from being said, delay it. And therefore, instead of putting the lamed in the beginning of the word, put the hey in the end. You never go wrong by delaying with the speech. Don't speak so fast. You never regret something that you didn't say. And therefore, put the... You have to say le'eres or arza. Put the arza. Put the letter at the end. It's a musar.
If I didn't understand that,
Not only that,
what is it laying?
The
Mushar
is at the opposite.
Don't speak so. It says
Aritza.
Could have said Le'eretz. But the He takes the place of the Lamed. So therefore, instead of putting the letter before the word, we delayed it and put it at the end of the word. So therefore you see that you should delay the word as much as you can from being spoken.
What word, Rabbi?
Speech. The Lamed.
It's like Aleph.
I didn't say don't say it. I said delay.
But we have to add one letter.
We have to add a letter. It's either a Le'eretz
right.
or Aritza. So you could have added a letter in the beginning of the word, or you could have put a letter at the end. The Torah opted to put the letter at the end. To teach you a Musar, delay the letter from being uttered.
Think first.
It's
a Musar.
Delay speech.
Midiyuk, you can never go wrong from delaying the speech. Think before you talk.
Yeah, also delay the speech to Esav. Maybe that's
the Tatsa Torah is coming to teach you also, maybe in this context. Vaitzav otam demo. What did he tell the angels? He gave them a tzivui. Go tomeru nadunim le'esav. This is what you should speak to Esav, my master Esav. Ko amar abdecha Yaakov. This is what your servant has said. In Lavan garti va'acharad ata. I was living by Lavan and I was delayed till now. Rashi garti lo naasiti sar v'hashuv elagir. You're worried about the berachot? Nothing happened. I didn't become a hashuv guy. I'm like a ger. Garti. I'm a stranger. Encha kedai lesno oti al berchat abicha shebenechani eve gevi la'achicha. There's no reason to hate me or resent me for the berachot. They're not coming true. Sharen lo netkaim abi. Obviously, I wasn't worthy of the blessings. So therefore, you have nothing to worry. The rabbi said the barache, garti begematria taryag. כדומר, אם לבן גרתי, אם לבן השע גרתי, ותראה מזוות שמרתי, למדתי במעשה ברעי. גרתי, סטריאג. And he's giving him a warning. He says, don't think you're going to be able to get me. I live with לבן, and I kept the טריאג מזוות, and I didn't learn from his bad ways, and therefore, if you think that you're going to attack me because I lost my religion, in Yaakov's case, based on tonight, that nothing shed. He was able to keep everything. And then it says, "Vahili shor v'hamor son ve'eved v'shifcha." He's telling him what he has: an ox, a donkey, son ve'eved v'shifcha, a sheep, and the eved is a servant and a maid servant. Va'ishtecha lagid ladoni, I sent it to my master l'msohen ve'enecha. What does he want with shor v'hamor? Now she says, "Derech eretz lomar al shivari marbe shor." And I thought he had one ox. Really, he should have said oxen. But in Lashon HaKodesh, you say Shor. Shor means a lot. Adam omer l'chavero balayla, kara tannegol, ve'enu omer ka'u tannegolim. I get the vernacular. People say, the rooster was crowing. They don't say the roosters. Rooster means they were all crowing. That's the derech. He talks singular, but it really means plural. He's trying to send Esav a gift. So he's saying, no, my lady, Shor, a lot of Shor. I'm sending you a little gift. וַאִשְׁתֵּחָה לַגִּיד לַדּוֹנִים לְהוֹדִיעַ שֶׁאֲנִי בַּאֵלֶךָ לְמְסוֹחֵן שֶׁאֲנִי שָׁלֵם עִמֶּךָ. I'm trying to, why am I giving you a gift? I want to show that I'm at peace with you. וּמְבַקֵּשׁ אַהֲבַתְּךָ. I'm looking to make friendship. I'm not looking to fight. That's why I'm sending you a gift. וַיְשֻׁבּוּ הַמַּלְאָכִים אֶל יַעֲקֹב. So the angels come back to Yaakov. לְמֹד בָּאנוּ אֶל אַחֵיךָ אֶל עֵשָׂו. We came to your brother עֵשָׂו. וְגַם הוֹלֵךְ לְקְרַאתֶּךָ. But he's coming after you. וַאַרְבַע מֵאֹת אִישׁ עִמּוֹ. And he's got 400 men with him. Rashi says, "Banu al-Aichad Esav, Shaita Omer Achihu." You're calling him your brother. Avalu nohegim mechak Esav Rasha. Banu el-Achicha, which you're calling him Achicha, el-Esav, but he's Esav. He's not Achicha. Odenu b'sinato. That means it didn't work. It didn't change his attitude. So the pasuk goes on to say, "Vayira Yaakov meod." He was very fearful, frightened. Vayetzed lo, he became distressed or worried. Vayachatz et ha'am asher ito, he split the camp. Vetason vetabakar and all his animals, and gave him the shnei machanot. Why was he scared? Vayira vayetzed. Vayira shema yihareg. He was worried that maybe he himself is going to get killed. The son's coming to kill him. Tzaddik doesn't want to die. Tzaddik wants to stay alive. Wants to do more mitzvot. But yetzid lo im yarugu et acherim. He's also worried that maybe he's going to kill others. He didn't want to kill others as well. So what did he do? He split the camp up into two. Vayomer im yavor Esav el machaneh achat v'ikahu. If Esav comes into the machaneh and he attacks it, v'ayah machaneh nishar lifleta, that the other machaneh will be a remnant. It was a refuge, a strategy. Dashi, ha-machaneh achat v'ikahu, machaneh mishamesh lashon zachar v'lashon nekeba. She's issuing over here now a dictum. Let's do it. Machaneh achat. Now, achat is nekeba.
Yes.
So that means machaneh must be nekeba. Because the first one is machaneh achat. If it said machaneh echad, that means machaneh would be zachar. The problem that she says is, it's both. It's a switch here in machaneh. Im tachaneh alai machaneh. Hare lashon nekeba, tachaneh. Tachaneh is nekeba. And it says machaneh. המחנה הזה, לשון זכר. וכן יש עד דברים משמשים לשון זכר ולשון נקבה. Certain words are ambidextrous. השמש יצא על הארץ. That שמש is זכר, יצא. Then another person says, בקסי השמיים מושאו. הרי לשון זכר also. And then you see, והשמש זרחה. That's נקבה. So the sun is either way. On Sundays and Mondays it's Zachar, and Tuesdays, Wednesdays Nekeva. I'm just joking. It's the word itself, Nekeva. V'chen ruach. Hine ruach gedola. Nekeva. Hadashon Nekeva. V'yiga b'arba pinot ha'bayit. Hadashon Zachar. That's about the wind. B'arba'a. No, b'arba. Pinot ha'bayit. Hadashon Zachar. Yeah, arba. No, that's Nekeva. V'yiga ve'arba pinot ha'bayit. Why is that show? Why is that shown zachar? Oh no, maybe it's the end of the pasuk. No, it's continuing. V'ruach gedola ve'hazak mefarech harim.
V'yiga v'tiga.
That's oh v'yiga v'tiga.
Right.
V'yiga. So v'yiga is the shown zachar. Very good. And the next pasuk, v'ruach gedola ve'hazak mefarech harim. רוח גדולה. הרי לשון זכה ולשון נקבה. אני אסיים פסוק. גדולה ועזק.
ארבעה זה נקבה.
לא,
יהיה. ויגע. ויגע.
ארבעה
זה נקבה. נשיז מדייק על ויגע. לא, זה שם. זה שם ארבעה.
ארבעה זה describing פינות.
פינות זה נקבה.
So פינות.
So there's
no proof on the ארבעה.
It's
ויגע. It's ויגע is the word. Okay, good. הרי לשון זכה ולשון נקבה. סוף הזה פסוק יגע both. וכן אש, fire, ואש יצאה מאת השם, that's נקבה, אש לוהט, לשון זכה. Okay, so מחנה also can go either way. Okay, we learned something. מחנה, שמש, אש, רוח. Right, that's it. Okay, next נשי. והיה מחנה נשאר לפלטה. Why automatically if Esav comes and kills one, will the other one be a refuge? Maybe we'll kill both. Al-Kurho, ki alahem imo. Which means, I'm going to fight him, and when I fight him, I'm going to beat him, and the other one's going to be. Hitkin atzmo l'shlosha devarim. So you are prepared for war. Lidoron, first he prepared gifts. You don't start with war, you start with diplomacy. V'letfila, of course, the sidur. V'lemahama. Lidoron, how do we know he prepared himself for diplomacy, for gifts? He sent the minha. Litfilah, he prayed, Elohe, Abi Abraham. The minhana, from here you see minhama. Why is he going to be the nifleta? Going to kill him. That means he was already girded for war. He didn't want to go to the war. That was the last option. But he says, if I have to fight. So now he prays. Vayomri Yaakov, Elohe Abi Abraham. Hashem Omer Eli, the God that told me, Shuv la'artzecha molatecha, go back to your birthplace. Ve'etiva imach. So God, the pasuk, Ve'luhe Abi Yitzhak. Here it refers to his father as my father Yitzhak. Unhalanu Omer Ufahad Yitzhak. Why one time Abi Yitzhak, one time Ufahad Yitzhak? ועוד מהו שעזה וזכיר שם מיוחד. It says the specific name. היה לו לכתוב האומר אליי, which means it says, ויאמר יעקב אלוהי, אבי אברהם אלוהי יצחק, השם האומר אליי. We have to say Hashem's name again. Just say, אלוהי אבי אברהם אלוהי יצחק, האומר אליי. The God. We said God already. Why do you have to repeat God's name again? You'd give up. אלא כך אמר יעקב לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, שתי הבטחות תפתיחן. You promised me two promises. אחת בצאתי מבית אבי מבאר שבע. When I left this week's parasha from באר שבע, what did you tell me? שאמרת לי, אני השם אלוהי אברהם אביך ואלוהי יצחק, ושם אמרת לי, ושמרתיך בכל אשר תלך. First you gave me an order of protection, that you're going to protect me. That's when I left באר שבע. When I was in Lavan's house, ובבית לבן, אמרת לי, שוב אל ארץ אבותיך. You told me go home, ולמולדתך ויהיה עמך. ושם נגליתי אליי בשם המיוחד לבדו. There you came to me, עם י' כבבקה, שנאמר ביומר השם אל יעקב, שוב אל ארץ אבותיך, בשתי הבטחות הללו עריבה. So it's two הבטחות. אלוהי, because that's how you came to me when I was living באר שבע. אני, what was God's לשון over there? אני השם אלוהי אברהם אביך. So then over there God referred to himself as אלוהי. So he says, God, you promised me protection. So he says, אלוהי אברהם, that's the first guarantee. And then you promised me when I was coming back from Lavan's house, you said, Ani Hashem. I'm calling in that...
It's a hint.
He's hinting to the two guarantees.
That's not nice to say it.
That's not nice. He's praying. You promised me these two things.
Now I'm in trouble.
Now I need... He's praying. Please.
So that's a proper prayer?
Yeah. Hashem, you told me.
Hashem knows what he said.
But so always what do you have to pray?
Hashem knows.
Always it's like that. Hashem knows what's the best for you.
You said...
Hashem knows what's the best for you. So what are you praying for? Because Hashem wants us to pray. So he says, with all that, we're going to see the prayer now. He says, I'm worried that maybe I don't deserve what you promised me. Katonti mikol hasadim. Maybe I ate it up already with all the hasadim you did to me. Mikol ha'emet, asher asita et avdecha. Ki b'makli avarti et ha'erden hazeh. I crossed the Jordan with my stick. Remember we learned today?
Oh, yeah, stick. Yeah.
He had nothing left, and he fast-took everything. All he had was his stick. And this connects, as usually it does, our limud of Erev Shabbat with our limud on Motzei Shabbat. On Erev Shabbat, one of the guys in the Shi'ur, Michael Wamba, asked a very good question. He asked a question like this. We were learning the third Perek in Sefer Yoshua. Every week, Erev Shabbat, we learn one Perek in Sefer Yoshua. There it talks about a miracle that took place on the 10th day of Nisan. Forty years after the Jewish people were in the Midbar, the splitting of the Jordan, we had to get into Eretz Yisrael. So they got to the Jordan River, and the Kohanim, the Aaron, stuck their feet into the Jordan, and all of a sudden, the water that was flowing down just stopped at a certain point, and the water just kept on piling and piling and piling, but it didn't flow. More than that, it says, and the Jewish people went beharaba. The Malbim points out another miracle happened. Even though the water stopped flowing, but it should be mud, it doesn't dry up in 2 seconds. It became totally dry, so they could walk. Their shoes didn't get any mud and anything. Another miracle it says happened, and this is beferush in the pasuk, that the neighboring cities did not get inundated. Why? The Malbim explains, when the water piles up,
the sky.
So it's kept on piling and piling. The nature of water is to expand. As the water is piling up from the current, so it's going to now just, like we saw what happened, when the water has no place to go, it's just going to inundate the cities around it. Right.
Tsunami.
So, but it says the cities that were around it, they were so scared. They see water piling and piling, it's going up. Bidiyuk. Really, it should just...
Like a pillar.
Fall down like a ned. So that was a miracle as well. So tremendous miracles, and the Jewish people crossed at ease, no rush. Crossed the whole Jordan River, and then it says the Kohanim took a step back, and all of a sudden, the waters came crashing down. Next week we're going to learn how did the Kohanim get across. They were on the other side. Okay, helicopter. They went across. But the point is, so Michael asked a very strong question. It's phenomenal miracles. Incidentally, that's why we have a halakha, the first halakha in Hilchot Pesach is Shabbat Agadot. Shabbat before Pesach is Shabbat Agadot. What Shabbat Agadot commemorate? The great miracle that when Egyptians told the Jewish people, take the sheep, and we tied it to the bed, and they asked us on that day, what are you doing with the sheep? We're making a barbecue with the sheep. And the Egyptians said, what are you talking about? That's our God. But even though we told them that we're going to take their God and make a barbecue, they weren't able to do anything. They got, forgive the sibur, they got upset stomach, and they all had to run to the bathroom, and they were too busy in the bathroom the whole time, and they couldn't get that. So it was a miracle. Now that happened on the 10th of Nisan. How do I know? Because the Torah says that they took it on Asar Abi Nisan. It says it, Asar Al Chodesh. It's Mefirush Pasuk in the Torah. So the Mefarshim asked the obvious question. So why do we commemorate this miracle on the Shabbat before Pesach? We should make a commemoration on the 10th of Nisan. Every 10th of Nisan, 10th of Nisan comes on a Tuesday. This is the so the Mefarshim answer is because since the splitting of the Jordan also took place on the 10th of Nisan, the people are going to get confused. What are we commemorating over here? They're going to say, oh, we know the 10th of Nisan, it's a special day. Not everybody knows, just like you tell me, Tesom Gedaliah, what happened? Who's Gedaliah? What happened with Gedaliah? Nobody knows anything. So you tell them, oh, this is Asara B'Nisan, Yom Nes. Yom Nes? What happened? Oh, must be the splitting of the Jordan. So in order not to confuse the people, we don't do it on Yud Nisan. We do it Shabbat. Shabbat together before Pesach. So that keeps it separate. So Michael asked, Rabbi, why did God have to make a miracle in the first place? The Jordan is not a deep river. You could walk across it, maybe it goes up to your waist. What's the proof? Yaakov Abinu. Ki bimakli avarti et hayarden. He crossed the Jordan with a stick. Don't say it split, it went up, it went down. Yam Suf, you can't cross. Yam Suf is deep. So technically it's a superfluous miracle. So the Malbim says the reason is this miracle was not for Am Yisrael. This was a miracle to establish Yeshua. Because now you have a new leader. And God wants to show the people, because the people might have been skeptical, said, what this guy, we had Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu split seas. The man was a miracle worker. Now we had he's not Moshe. So the first thing that Yeshua does, he splits the sea. Wow. Although it wasn't necessary, they could have walked across on their own. So now what does it do to Yeshua's stature with the people? This guy's great. He's another Moshe. Exactly. So now already it elevates. And that's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he does something for the leader that's, and the Ramban always writes, Hashem doesn't like to change the nature. Hashem will only change the nature if it's really necessary. On the contrary, it says God likes the teva. He created the world in teva. If he wanted to create the world that goes against logic, he would have created the world where miracles happen every single second. That sometimes if you want to suspend gravity, you can suspend it if you want to. But God doesn't like it. God likes the world to run according to a... I'll tell you why he likes the world to run according to nature. Because that shows submission of the creation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's following orders. Sun always will rise when it's supposed to. The moon will always come out when it's supposed to. When you see pattern, that shows like an army. There's a regiment. But every day, sometimes the sun comes out, sometimes it doesn't come out. Miracle, today it stopped. Then already, it doesn't show submission. You could think that maybe the sun has its own schedule. So that's why Hashem loves the teva. So Ramban says, once in a while he'll break it for an exception. Kiryat Yam Suf for Klal Yisrael. That's why Ramban writes, do not go so against witchcraft and all sorts of magic and stuff, because you're going against the teva. You're trying to use kohot to break this natural order of the way I created the world. I created the world that water should be water. You're going to make water blood now? Why should I make water blood now? If I want the water to be blood, I'll make water blood. It's not... Thank you. I didn't ask for this. not Ayes Vetir. So, that's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu was saying. So the Ramban says. So the Malbim says.
Lord.
That Hakadosh.
If you have to pay 10 of Nisan, our business.
What do you mean business?
Big speech and 2 10.
You make speeches anyway. Don't worry about it. But you see over here that Hashem did it for Yoshua ben Nun. And amazing. That's enough reason just to help the tzaddik to go against the whole teva of the world.
Michael's question is true, Rabbi, throughout Sefer Shoftim, you see that the many times the enemies wanted to run over back home.
And how were they walking home to the Jordan?
Yeah, had to cross. Who told them to capture the Ma'abirot HaYadeh? There was an area that you couldn't walk across. It was shallower and narrower.
So you didn't really need it. Continue. Look at that. She keep him a kli. Lo haya imi. I'm skipping. Let's go back. Katomti mikol hasadim. He says, I am diminished. Rashi. Nitma'atu zichuyoti. All my zichuyot have been diminished al yedeh hasadim ve'emet she'asita imi. But all the hasadim that you did to me, everything, the tzaddik, he never rests on his zichuyot. He always thinks that even though God promised me, but God promised me based on my zichuyot, I don't have no more zichuyot. Lekach ani yare, shema mishebtechtani nitlachlachti bechet. Maybe I got soiled in the sin, v'yigromli v'masir v'yad asav. Look at the tzaddik, amazing, the tzaddik is so humble. The Amaharif does one good deed, and he talks about it for his whole life, and he expects, to be the Mashiach because of it. And the tzaddik does good deeds his whole life, and he's worried that maybe the zichuyot he got paid for them already. That's she. Umikol ha'emet, amitat devarecha, sheshamarta li kol haftachot sheftachtani. Mikol ha'emet means the truth of your words. Keep him a kli, lo aya imi, lo kesef, lo zahav, velo mekne. He had nothing. Ela makli lebado. It's amazing. He just walked with his makel. Now look at the next lashon. Midrash Agada, Natan maklo beYarden, v'nefkah haYarden. According to this miracle, he took his stick, and with the stick he split the Jordan as well. So according to the Midrash, Yaakov also split the Jordan. Also a miracle. Amazing. Which was probably the Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lebani for Yoshua. I'll tell you why it's the Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lebani. See how the learning is connected? What split the Jordan with at the end of the day?
Torah.
Bidiyuk. This is gonna look how much it's gonna connect. Oh. You got it, David?
Yeah.
Good. So let's go further. You read my mind. Oh, you get my mind. Me and David talk from the mind signal, mental empathy. I'll tell you another one. Wait. You got it? That's a better one. Well, no, I didn't get it. I gotta repeat it. One second. So he said like this. What split the Jordan River? The Jordan was split that the Kohanim went into the what did they go in the water with? They went into the water with the Aron Berit Hashem. That means it's the Koach of Torah. The Torah has the ability to break the nature. The Torah has the ability to go above the Teva, to go above the nature. Orah HaMakadosh says, when Rabbi Pinchas bin Yair, Gemara Cholin, Davav, he got to a certain river. When he got to the river, he told it to split because he wants to walk across, but it split. But there was an Arab on the other side that got caught. So Rabbi Pinchas told the river again, split again, to make Yidush Hashem. And it split again. Orah HaMakadosh says, Rabbi Pinchas had an easy time splitting the river twice. The Midrash writes that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to split the sea was giving him a hard time. The sea tells him, I'm older than you. I was created on the second day of creation, and you were created on the sixth day. So no, listen to your elders, I'm not splitting. God told me to be an ocean, he didn't tell me to split. So God had to come down to the water and say, listen to Moshe. Why did Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair? Why did he have such an easy time? Nobody gave him any resistance. So Rabbi Arachai Gadol says, "Ha kodem matan Torah, ha lehar matan Torah." Before matan Torah, so then Moshe is coming on his own strength. So it's me against you. I'm older than you. Rabbi Pinchas was coming after matan Torah. Once Rabbi Pinchas stands in front of the water, he's standing with the Koaf Torah. Once the water sees the Koaf Torah, finished. He runs for his life. Nothing to talk about. The Koaf Torah is the Malam and Ateva. It's above the world. The Koaf Torah. Therefore, you want to split a Yarden. How do you split the Yarden? Put his feet in the water. The same thing would happen now. Over here, what does Yaakov symbolize?
Torah.
Yaakov is Torah. So therefore, when Yaakov is walking into the Jordan, he's standing in front of Jordan with his stick. Yaakov himself, even though it's called the Matan Torah, but Yaakov Avinu was emet. The Ter emet Yaakov 77 years. He's learning Torah. He's a chedek. He's a walking sefer Torah, and therefore that's the Maaseh Avot Siman Nebanim. What they put in, they put the Aron in. What's the Aron? The Aron is Keneged Yaakov. How do I know? Yaakov Abinu, what does he say in last week's parasha? Yaakov Abinu, when he gets to the Beit HaMikdash, he says, Man Nora, Makom Azeh. Yaakov says, Man Nora. Nora, backwards is what? Aron. Yaakov Abinu is the one that said, Man Nora. He uses the word Nora because Nora in the holy books, Nora, that name of God is used in the concept of Tiferet. And Yaakov is called Tiferet because he's the middle. He's in the middle of Abraham. Nora is Tiferet. And therefore the Aron is also Tiferet. And therefore when they put the Aron in, it's Bibhinat Yaakov Abinu of Man Nora. It's the same exact miracle. The source of that miracle is actually taking place right over here. Just like he was going back to Eretz Yisrael, so too also, that's what happened when they were going into Israel at that time. Shavua tov, good luck. Kibi makli avati et ha'din hazeh. Ve'ata hayiti b'shnei machanot. Hasideni na, oh, now we get to the item. Hasideni na miyad achim miyad Esav. Save me from my brother. From Esav, ki yare anochi oto. I'm scared of him. Pen yabo v'hikani, he might come and attack me. Em al bani, mother and child. Tashi. Miyad achi, miyad Esav. Miyad achi, she'en noheg imi ke'ach, ela ke'esav. That she's bothered. Mazeh miyad achi, miyad Esav. From my brother, that's not treating me like a brother. He's treating me like Esav. Understand the double language. That she's fixing it. Mazeh miyad achi, miyad Esav. Miyad, a brother that's not showing me any brotherliness, only Esav. Vata amarta. He's telling God. Vata amarta. Hitev etiv imach. You told me you're going to do good for me. Vesabti etzaraka kechol hayam. I'm going to make your children kechol hayam like the sand on the ocean. Ashilu yisafir merod. He won't be able to count. Vashi says, Hitev etiv. Hitev b'zchutcha. Etiv b'zchut avotecha. That's the double language. I'll do for you, and you have zechut avot. Where do we see that God ever told Yaakov Avinu that his descendants are going to be kechol hayam? He said, afar ha'aretz, that's the dirt of the ground, not kechol hayam. Ela she'amade kilo ezotcha. God said, I'm not going to leave you. Ad asher imasiti et asher dibarti lach. I remember we learned last week, lach doesn't mean to you. Lach means about you. I'm not going to leave you till I fulfill what I promised about you. And what did he promise about Yaakov? Well, Avraham amar, v'arbe arbe zarakak v'shamayim v'shamayim v'shamayim. So therefore, Yaakov, you told me that you're going to give me the barakah v'chol hayam. He never told it to me, he told it to Avraham. But you told me last week, Parasha, that I'm not going to leave you till I fulfill everything that was said about you. And that was said about me. And you said, Ki'olayam. So he slept over that night. He took whatever's in his hands. Min hal Isab Ahif, a gift. Nashi Habab Yado. Birishuto, whatever's in possessions. Mechen Baikah and Kol Arzo Miyado. Midrash Hagadol Habab Yado Abanim Tovot Margiliot. Stuff that you could put in your hand. Jewels, diamonds, good pearls. Tsar Bitzror, he put it in a, you know, a handkerchief. Venus Ambi Yado, Min Habab Yado. That's good. Habab Yado. Tavar Achan Habab Yado. בן החולין, שנטל מעשר, כמה דעית, עשר עשרנו לך, ועדה לקח מנחה. That means, מן הבא בידו, first he took מעשר, because you have to take מעשר before you give the animals away. So, מן הבא בידו, first he took מעשר with his hand, and he gave the rest to Isa. Now, look what he gives. עזים מתיים. Oh, this is amazing that she here. This is an amazing Gemara. I mean, we're learning about the animals in the Gemara now. עזים מתיים, 200 goats. Utiyashim Esrim. Tiyashim is he goats. 20 he goats. So she goats is Izim. She goats 200. It's female and male. Izim Matayim Utiyashim Esrim. So what are they saying? There's no girls. Is there? There's much more girls than boys over here.
Yes.
200 girls to 20 boys. Okay, continue. Rechedim Matayim. That's 200 also sheep, let's say. Ve'ilim is the male.
Right.
Esrim. So again, you got again, male to female ratio.
10 to 1.
10 to 1. 10 to 1. Matayim to Esrim. 10 to 1. So look at the next one. Before you get to the next, let's read Rashi here. Izim matayim ut yashim esrim. Matayim izim. Srichot Esrim Tiyashim. 200 females need 20 males. Vechen kulam. That means the ratio, he gave him a gift which was a suitable gift. If I'm giving you 200 females, they're going to need 20 males for mating. So he's giving them the right numbers according to, if I give you 20 females and one guy, they're not going to help it. They're going to be able to reproduce. So he knows the numbers. I got to give you 200 E's. You need 20 males for the proper thing. She explains it.
Thoughtful gift.
Thoughtful gift, exactly. Put thought into the numbers. From here we learn Le'ona Ha'amura B'Torah. Amazing. From here the rabbis learn the laws of Ona. Person gets married. He has an obligation to spend time with his wife. So from here we learn each industry, whatever your job is in life, that's going to demand you more time or less time. Hatayalim, what is tayalim? Tayalim are the guys who don't do anything. They just take off the whole day, they hold the whole day. Tayalim, rich guy, they got to go to work. He stays home all day long. How many times he has to be with his wife? Bichol yom. Every day. Hapo'alim. All right, become a sailor very quickly. Apo'alin, workers, day workers, shtayim b'shabbat, twice a week. Hamarim, guys, a camel, a donkey driver, had b'shabbat. Again, the rule is, the more frequent that he's home, the more is the obligation. The more that he's out, the less obligation. Hagamalim, these are camel guys, they go on long journeys, had b'shoshim yom. Once every 30 days, he has obligation. Hasapanim, those are the sailors, ahad l'shisha chodashim. That's once every 6 months. Right? He's going to come home every week on the boat, and he can't go, he's all in Alaska. Ve'eni yodeya lechaven ha-medrash hazeh b'chivun. Exactly, that she's saying, I don't know what this man is saying. From here we learn ona. Where do you learn anything about a man's obligation to be with his wife? From the 200 and the 20. Here we learn the sailors and the. So she said, I'm not so sure exactly. You know, how the rabbis deduce this? So then he says, Shelamadnu mikan. Here's the rule. We learn a principle from here. And once we learn the principle from the text, we apply it to marriage. Mikan. She'en ha'ona shaveh bechol adam. That's one thing we see. That ona, the time that you have to spend with your wife, is not equal. Ela lefi Torah hamutal alav. But only according to his, the job that he has. Shematzinu kan, for example, we saw here. Shemasar lechol tayish eser izim. Right, like I said, 10 to 1. Vechen lechol ayin. Lefi shehen pinuyim milachtam. Because they don't work so much. Darkan le'arbot tashmish. So therefore they have more time for tashmish. Ve'la'aver eser nekevot. They have time to mate with 10 nekevot. If the ram was working a lot, then you tell him, you got to go mate with 10. With 10, I work from 6 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. We're going to mate 10 animals over here. But for the fact that it says that it can mate 10 animals, he's got a lot of free time. So that's why Yaakov did it that way. Ubehema mishinet avra ena mekabelet zachar. Well, that's a rule. Once the animal gets pregnant, she doesn't take a zakhar anymore. There's no stam joking around over here. Once she's pregnant, that's it. Leave me alone. So he's got to pregnate 10 animals. Uparim, now, parim, cows, she'oskim b'melacha, they work long hours. Lo mas, or harder work, we'll call it. Lo masal zakhar ila arba nekevot. Look at the next pasuk. Gemalim menikom nefshoshim parot arba'im, 40 female cows, uparim asara, and 10 males. That means each male cow is getting 4 females. Why? Because they work harder, long hours. And therefore, long hours, they don't have you can't demand from the cow to, you don't have time. You give 10, we'll choose 10. Give me 4. For the hamor. The hamor is a hamor. The hamor goes on long journeys up to Horaha and all that. Steve will tell you what the hamor does. She'ero bederek nechoka. Shtei nekevot nezacha. Look at the next pasuk. Atonot esrim. That's female donkeys 20. Va'yarim asara. And male donkeys 10. That's 2 to 1. Because the donkeys work harder.
Right.
ולגמלים שהולכים דרך יותר רחוקה, and camels that really go on long distances, נקבה אחת לזכר, 1 to 1. Why, where does it say that? גמלים מניקות ובניהם 30. That means it's 1 to 1. גמלים מניקות is the female, ובניהם. ובניהם is 30 and 30. 30 male, 30 female. So it's 1 to 1. Wow, this is incredible Torah we have.
So why?
He figured it out. In the beginning, he says, no, because he. I'll tell you what the pshat is. The Midrash says, from here we learn the. No, enough for this one is every day. Don't have it. So he said, no, I don't know how to mechaven. How they learned. The time.
Originally, sailor.
Right, the sailor once a month, the hamar once a month. So then she says, no, I think they're not learning the exact time. From the pasuk, you're learning the principle.
That frequency.
Exactly. That frequency of labor limits the amount of tashmish, and the more frequency. Then the rabbis made up the zman, the tayal, kol yom, and but we don't learn from the pasuk the exact numbers. Could you imagine a pasuk that you're reading over here, which you would say is so random, it's so superfluous, what do I care, 220, but the Gemara learned from this something that applies to every single married person. Exactly. Or, not necessarily more kids, but you have more responsibility with your wife. It doesn't matter if she, according to the halakha, a pregnant lady is not like a hamora. The Hamorah, once she gets pregnant, no matter, even though whatever they told you, I know they told you.
It's free.
No, once the Hamorah gets pregnant,
it's
not going to get a zakhar.
Its job is done.
It won't mate. Animals don't mate once they get pregnant. But in the halakha, it doesn't matter if a lady's pregnant. The obligation of...
But
I can't be too tough on you, Steve, because you gave the fish. If you didn't give the fish, I would have thrown you out a long time ago. But since you gave the fish, I'm being patient with you. I'm trying to tell you that it's an obligation. Not about having a good time, fun. It's an obligation. Good. So therefore, even when a lady is... No, you're obligated. No. Okay. I privately, we'll make a I don't think understanding it. You have to give your wife allowance. That's an obligation.
Right.
It's not an option. So the Torah mandates onah. The Torah mandates time as well. So therefore, based on the person's frequency in the house, the less work he does, so therefore he has more time to make available. Therefore, his obligation is... not that fun. He's obligated like a debt. Like you're obligated to pay $5,000 that you borrowed. It's a chov. When you sign, not the ketubah, I'm saying ketubah, it's not the ketubah even. The Torah mandates that she'era, kesuta, no'onata, lo yigra. So then he's obligated. So from this pasuk we just learned, the more work that a person has, the less the Torah obligated him to be there. Which means, if the guy is, she married a sailor. So now, she knows he's a sailor. Honey, I come home twice a year. Finished. I come home every 6 months. She cannot call him on the boat. Hey, where are you? I want time. Hey, I want time. You know, you married a sailor. I'm not a, what do you think I am? Not a guy that comes and works in the flea market. I'm every day I'm on the water. She cannot take him to Bedin and say, he doesn't fulfill honor. She could show... he could show, listen, she knew when he married me, I was a sailor, and that's my onan. The rabbis will tell you, still a sailor? Yes, you're patur. However, if he's a tayal, if he's a tayal, he's a tayal that stays home every day. If she's mohel, she's mohel. But if she says to the bedin, he's here every day, I want my time. The guy says, no, I don't, I like to go out. I got to, no, you're not doing any work. Therefore, she can demand it in bedin. Now, I don't know how the Betin enforces Tashmish, but the point is, it's a ta'ana. Shabbat to Shabbat. Why?
What's the frequency? Is that a frequency item? Or
that's when they came home. Oh. In the olden days, the Tamidei HaChamim, Motzei Shabbat, they would leave the house, go to study in yeshiva the whole week. Mm-hmm. They would come home Friday afternoon, go to the mikveh, Shabbat Veshamru, Bene Yisrael, Bene Yisrael, Et Shabbat, Veshetevot Bi'ah. Bene Yisrael, Et Shabbat. That's the Tamid HaKamim, Ona Tamid HaKam, Shabbat, Shabbat. Baruch Adonai Olam. Beautiful session.